Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of June at 6:31. How was your bank holiday? Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about the financial services sector here, and we'll have our Green Business Person of the Month for May. And it's not a typical eco-economy and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Bloomberg reports that the EU is preparing for another round of trade talks with the US and warned that it may speed up retaliatory measures if President Trump follows through on his tariff threats, the latest of which includes a 50% levy on steel and aluminium imports. The European Commission, which handles trade matters for the EU, said it strongly regretted the tariff hike up from an originally planned 25%. And said the move was undermining efforts to reach a solution to the trade conflict. The EU's trade chief, Maroš Šefčovič, will meet the US trade representative, Jameson Greer, tomorrow, and a team from the Commission is on its way to Washington to continue technical talks. If no mutually acceptable solution is reached, both the existing and possible additional EU countermeasures will automatically take effect on July 14th or earlier, if the circumstances require. According to Olaf Gill from the Commission has been clear at all times about its readiness to act in defence of EU interests, protecting our workers, consumers and industry. Laura Roddy in the Business Post reports that Amazon Web Services is in early discussions with Echelon Data Centres to take over its €3.5 billion data centre campus in Arklow. Last month, Echelon officially launched the project on the old IFI site near Arklow in County Wicklow. The second data centre will be built on a nearby site as part of phase two. Both AWS and Echelon declined to comment on their discussions. The site received a grid connection in September last year, becoming the first Irish data centre to get access following a moratorium on the facilities. The site has been heralded as a model for how a data centre can run sustainably, as it is situated beside an offshore wind farm and with battery power and a gas turbine that can run off biomethane and hydro-generated vegetable oil. It can also feed back into the grid. Axios reports that Dario Amodei, the chief executive of Anthropic, one of the world's most powerful creators of artificial intelligence, had a blunt and scary warning. AI could wipe out half of all entry-level white-collar jobs and spike unemployment to between 10 and 20% in the next 1 to 5 years, Amodei said. He said AI companies and the government needed to stop sugarcoating what's coming, i.e. the possible mass elimination of jobs across technology, finance, law, consulting and other white-collar professions, especially entry-level gigs. The Anthropic boss, who is building the very technology that he predicts could render society overnight, reorder society overnight, said he's speaking about in hope of jarring the government and fellow AI companies into preparing and protecting the nation.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.